This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is the Thursday Good Day program. January the 26th is upon us. Happy to have your company, and hopefully you're happy to have our company. Otherwise, why would you waste your time listening? Right? Who wants to listen to those guys? Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program with some thoughts about, it's all about thoughts, right? It's all about thinking, you know, what's inside your mind. What do we hear? What do we see? What do we like? What's going on in the universe? I think that smiling and laughing under the circumstances, when we come up with good stories or funny stories or things that are happening to any one of us that we can share with you that makes you think, yeah, that's happened to me. Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. Oh, those people are crazy. That guy's stupid. Or whatever. Any or all of those things. But you know what? One of the most rewarding things, and every time I spend the refreshing time that I do with my grandchildren, I realize that smiling and laughing with no real reason behind it, you just look at some of their antics and you just laugh. Miles, my 8-year-old grandson, is one of the funniest little buggers I have ever seen in my life. He is just, and he's, whatever there is about him, he's charming. He just is, and I know it sounds like, but we think that all of us, I suppose, about our grandchildren.
Well, yeah, there's the bias of loving someone, but
of course.
I didn't watch him grow up. I've only met him a handful of times, and Miles is genuine. He is unique.
Yeah.
He is amazing. He is definitely one of a kind. His parents are doing something right there.
Well, you see, that's it. It depends. I say this all the time to people who ask me, how is it that the animals on the farm are so sweet and so nice? The animals, the people, everybody is going to be exactly the way you treat them. Your employees, your employer, how do you get along with people? It's that simple that I've found that, and the animals have taught me that, Jay. Being on the farm, being around cows all my life, that's what I've learned, that they will be exactly the way you treat. I went into the feedlot last night because I was working with Delroy. They're cleaning out one of the Quonset huts for a little more shelter for the cows. And they're at the feed trough. And I just walked among them. And they stick their necks out. And they stick their heads out. And they know you. And they want to be patted by you. They want to have that. They'll look at you as if to say, well, come over and see me. Touch me. Talk to me. And it's the best of humanity, frankly. And I can't tell you.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I just the pleasure, the smile that it brings to me when I have that experience is just it's almost selfish. Like I want to share this with more people because it makes sense. Why I have so many people come to the farm every summer, every season, so they can see this is unseen by most people. They don't have the experience anymore that I did growing up being around the cows and that most people did in the last 150, 200 years or since the settling of our country, being everybody had a cow. Everybody had animals. Everybody grew their own food.
Mm-hmm.
And now, no. The world has been rearranged. We play life differently. And there's, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this agrohood, this development here, because it really brings people back around. People want to go back. The pandemic, if nothing else, has taught us that we need to be at the root of our source, which is food. Well, I mean, our source is God or infinite intelligence or, you know, whatever spiritual connotation you want to give to them. I believe that's the source. But, you know, we have these sub-sources. Like if the universe created the galaxies and the galaxies created the solar systems and the solar systems created the sun and then the planets, you know, it's becoming a universal sort of spiritual experience. But it really isn't that difficult. You are going to get what you give. That's pretty much the bottom line.
Well, yeah, and then also perception matters too, because we don't necessarily see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Yeah, right, exactly. Our own biases, if you will. You know, like the
all the reason why people have their own truths. Like two people can experience or go through the same experience, but experience it completely different.
Yeah, because their background. Recent surveys of the composition of an asteroid as old as our solar system, revealing a key strength humanity has to work around if it is going to defend our planet from the impact of these piles of rubble, because that's what asteroids are. And there's a lot of stuff NASA is, because somebody is smart enough, at least when you hear me criticize the process, you don't hear me criticize the process of creating a budget for NASA to allow it to create things like the Webb telescope that's 1 year old this week, matter of fact, been up there a year this week. And then there's the Planetary Defense System that has, you know, I mean, there are potentially destructive asteroids out there. And you know, we have movies that tell those stories, but they are real. So not only is NASA doing it, but other countries are working together to figure out what asteroids may be out there, because as planets explode and the solar systems go away and galaxies disappear, the stuff that comes apart, that rock that lives on for billions and billions and billions of years, just keeps traveling through the universe. So don't you want to know if one of them is headed our way? I think we kind of do, right? Anyway, there are a lot of them different. There are people who have been studying the asteroid belt and the impact of some of these asteroids that might happen. Some of them are labeled. There was one that was discovered that is 4.2 billion years. In other words, the destruction of the planet from which these asteroids come happened 4.2 billion years ago. Don't ask me how they figured that out, but they figured it out. So anyway, this is a pretty interesting team effort trying to figure out about the rubble pile, the asteroids, and where they're going. There are asteroid belts that we have to be careful of.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so fascinating to me how they're made of different things. Like you have some that are more of the frozen variety, and then you have others that are like these what's the word I'm looking for? The metals that it's hard to pierce through.
Yeah, right. They're all the metals that we have that are part of our system here. We need various metals. Iron is one of them. I was just thinking about that, but there are so many other metals that are important. It's just life. And the consequences of not knowing or paying attention to this could be grave. So let's pay attention to this instead of all the squabbling and nonsense that a lot of people want to talk about or focus on, like the handling of these classified documents. My God, what a waste of time. I was thinking this morning as I got up, I wonder if I look in my closet, if I will find a document that somehow or other will affect the fate of the planet, right? Let me go check back over here in the drawer that I have. Wait a minute.
I feel like somebody's been watching too many sci-fi thrillers on this flight.
I guess I'm okay.
Yes, no?
No, I think I'm all right. Yeah, nothing's hidden back there. You know how foolish this all is? It is such foolishness. All of these people, unga bunga. It's kind of exhausting, actually, when you get right down to it. All the attention that's paid to Trump about Trump. He's going to get access to his Facebook and Instagram accounts again. Whoopee!
Use it will be the question.
Yeah.
Remember, he was banned from Twitter. Elon Musk reinstated his account, and he has yet to tweet. He's all about his Truth Social.
Who cares? Okay, so he's back. So, allowed back on Facebook, yes or no? The suspension ends in the coming weeks. Wow. What suspense. Using the word.
Does he even care?
Nah, he doesn't give a damn, and neither does anybody else that's got any sense. What is interesting is from Trump's mouth to your ears, he took a shot at Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao. You remember her? She was in the cabinet during Trump's years. She was the transportation secretary, if I remember correctly. But anyway, so Trump's been prattling around this week talking about the racist attacks, you know, the situation in Los Angeles County, those shoot-em-ups and whatever. And I don't even know why I waste my time. I'm thinking I'm editing myself as I'm going along here. The racist attacks that he's taken a shot at her, calls her Coco Chow. I mean, what's the matter with him? What is, you think that's amusing or fun? It just shows the guy's
exactly
got a screw loose.
Do. Well, and he calls everybody names. It's almost like that's one of his identities.
Well, he's so insecure that that's what he does. Yeah, call him names. Yeah, you're not smart enough to come up with something that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Or is you know, it adds to the debate. Just if you don't have anything to say, which leads me to believe that Trump's not that smart. If you spend all your time calling people names and people identify with that and they think, wow, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
who wants to die?
They themselves emulate that as well. And then next time you know, everybody's calling everybody names. There's just one thing. When adults call other people names, it is, I don't know, it really irks me.
Yeah,
it does.
It is irksome, and it isn't just about Asian Americans, although that seems to be the focus. This lady, you know, we were talking earlier about how certain people in government have taken advantage of their positions. Certainly, Mitch McConnell and his wife have done that, but that's a different reason for scrutiny. Targeting Asian Americans or the anti-Asian rhetoric or anti-any kind of rhetoric that comes from some of these people, very discomforting, very unnecessary, and again, kind of childish. That's my read on it. What's yours? 18 after the hour.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. I've said that several times today. How about I say that several times every day, Jay? It's 23 past the hour.
After the hour.
Yeah,
and
past the hour.
Every hour has a 23 past the hour.
It certainly
does.
In
fact.
Yeah. How about them apples? All right, let's talk about the Justin Bieber, formerly known as the Worm, has become a very rich young man because of something that he decided he was going to do this week. We'll tell you what makes him richer. What is it, richer than God? No, it's what's the expression? Not richer than dirt. There's a richer than something or other. Anyway.
Not sure.
He's pretty rich, and we'll tell you how rich he is right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Ooh, yeah.
All right, so here's the Biebs, who is selling the rights to his music catalog, 290 titles. Some of the songs that you hear from him, things he's written for other people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he has made a deal with Hipgnosis Songs. It's a company that is a venture capital company. They buy, they finance song management, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The impact on the global culture, if you will, has been, when you look at Bieber and what he's done, he's 28 now, so he's been around for 14, 15 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's been around for a long time. And all of the music included in this, is anything released from him before December 31st, 2021. So anything since he still owns the rights to, but it's a pretty lucrative deal, valuing around $200 million.
Don't you think he's a little young, though? Why wouldn't he wait a while unless he needs the money? Is his lifestyle such that he needs the money?
Well,
you think?
If he's had so many hits after hits, and his wife is, I feel like she's pretty wealthy as well. They have enough money, but also, why would you need more than $200 million? Maybe it's just like, hey, this is a good deal. Let's just go for it now because you know he's going to put out more hits, and then he can sell those back catalog eventually as well.
Well, the Beatles catalog was sold a long time ago. That was a big kerfluffle between the Beatles and Michael Jackson, who bought the catalog. Bob Dylan has sold the rights to his empire, and he's got an empire
of
musical stuff.
One year
Bruce
ago.
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Springsteen sold
his in 2021.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, this thing... The money that they make is from writing the music and also performing the music. You know, it's kind of one of those things that it's hard to figure out sometimes what the value is going to be in the moment. But it's like, you know, Elvis's catalog, how much that was worth after he died.
And residuals because people keep playing them and you get all the airplay and then
that's
that brings money in too.
Yeah, of course it does. So anyway, I guess the congratulations in order for him. I guess we can just dream. We all can't conceive of this for the most part because we don't have this kind of creative talent. But anybody who does, good luck for them or to them for being able to cash in on it. Good. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts are being reinstated. Meta, the owner of both social media sites, announced Wednesday that Trump's accounts will be made active again in the coming weeks. More fallout in Virginia after a 6-year-old child shot a teacher earlier this month. The Newport News School Board is getting rid of their superintendent, George Parker, after the boy allegedly snuck a gun into an elementary school and shot his teacher. On several occasions that day before the shooting, school officials missed opportunities to disarm the pupil when rumors of the child having a gun were met with inactions. Diane Toscano is the attorney for the victim, Abigail Zverner.
Abby was a cheery young woman with a big heart and loved educating young people. She had a very bright future and a career she loved. Today, she's between surgeries and physical therapy appointments with a career in question.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. The right place. Can this be the R.I.? I love this, by the way. This is such a great... I'm trying to remember where this that music comes from. It's like... It's not Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's the Commodores. That's
right.
Okay. No, it is Brick House. She's like a brick house. You know, could we make music like this today? Or is this so sexist that it couldn't be made, this tune? By the Commodore. You know what I'm... You know the song.
People
you know the
still
lyric,
love it. It's absolutely...
The lyric line.
It's great.
Well, they love it because they know, but could you create something like that today with the way people think, the trends and all that, you know, the huzzerai of the moment. Everything's got to be politically correct. You know, it just gets to be kind of annoying because what happens is we lose the creativity that comes from stuff like this. Right? You know?
But it's Brick House from the Commodores talking about a woman's curves and all of that stuff. But that's still out there. And even more so, I listen to Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B. A lot more graphic.
See, I don't listen to that stuff. Maybe it's an age thing. I'm not tuned into it, so maybe that's my problem, in a sense. I think people are so sensitive. I've said this to you on the air and off the air many times. I don't conduct myself on the air the way I used to. That doesn't mean that I was bad. I sometimes was frisky. Right? And I was kind of, not suggestive, but I'm playful. In my real life, I am playful. And so what does that mean? Can we be playful anymore without somebody, you know, coming, that's sexual harassment. I'm going to sue you. I hold back.
Well, and I think a large part of that is, even though once upon a time it was kind of a social norm, it was socially acceptable, still didn't make it right. People still didn't like it. They just felt like they weren't allowed to say anything, where now more people have a voice. But you know one song that is kind of a bop and would, I listened to it recently and I was like, oh, wait, this is not a good song. Joe Tex, I Gotcha.
Do you know what song
I'm talking about?
No.
I don't know
Joe Tex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, way back in the day, but it's basically about this woman who was like, well, I like you, but I'm with my boyfriend, so once I'm done with him, I'll come to you. But then she skips over him and goes to somebody else, and he's like, oh, you promised me, you get over here, you need to kiss me, I'm going to be your boyfriend. Like, it's super kind of assaulty.
Uh-huh. Well, there's some of that stuff around, and some of those people have been accused of conducting themselves that way. So, I remember a big controversy about Joe Diffie, who passed on a couple of years ago, a country singer,
he lost his battle to COVID.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but he also was battling other things, kind of like what you were just talking about. So, all right, let's go to the good news column, please, for this half hour. The world of science, which sometimes is good and sometimes isn't, science, in my book, disproves itself all the time. So you take the stuff that comes from science with a grain of salt. The latest study suggests that higher levels of physical activity, measured by steps taken per day and hours spent playing sports, reduces a young person's susceptibility to upper respiratory infections. This is the latest in a series of sort of announcements, if you will, that have come out this week about exercise, about children, about sports, physical activity, the steps they went to yesterday.
Good.
We were talking about 6,000 steps. Was that with you or Ken? Maybe that was with, I think we talked to Ken.
We did discuss it on air.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I forget because I do all these programs.
There's so many conversations throughout the day.
I know, right. This is the Daily Show. But I do a couple of medical programs and the farm show, and sometimes the conversations overlap, and I honestly can't remember with whom I had the conversation. In this case, of the 6,000 steps per day, I think I did have that. I think we talked about it a little bit here, and I talked to Ken about it on this week's Good Day Health Show. So if you're listening to that on the weekend, a lot of the same stations that carry this program carry Good Day Health. You'll hear us talking more about physical activity measured. The things that you need to know about what it is that you can do with your body that'll keep you healthy. And one of the points I've made is last couple of 3 weeks, we've been talking about these women that live to be 111 and 116. And what does this woman who's 104 do that had her birthday the other day? You know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain consistency. They don't smoke. That's number one. Nobody who smokes is going to live to be a ripe old age. It doesn't, that's the way it is. And so you've got that. And then there are people who have allergies to pets that sometimes are a problem. Sometimes vaccines now, they're studying. You know, I talked to Ken about this, and he argued he argued with me about it as if to say, who's the expert here, you or me? And I admit, I mean, he wasn't cantankerous about it, but it was me saying some of the things that Jack Stockwell has said about what people get if they have these vaccines, because everybody's chemistry is different, and the chemistry of the of the shots for COVID were not that well. Yeah. Let's face it, they weren't that well tested. They were tested, kind of, but
absolutely. Well, especially because coronaviruses have been around for so long. This was just a new version of one. Yeah. But COVID itself hits people differently. Look at me, I had it twice, and I had it two completely different times. And then the vaccine hits people differently, where some people have not had very many side effects or the symptoms right after getting the shot. Other people, it was like they said getting the shot for the next 24 hours, it was worse than when they actually had COVID. Now, did the vaccine help them to not have COVID too bad? Or did the vaccine make COVID worse for some? It's one of those, like, it begs the question because so many people are so different.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, the bottom line here is that children who were walking more, who had more exercise, had fewer days of infections or sickness, and this is just common sense.
Lungs, yeah.
Well, and common sense.
Again, some people are different. I grew up playing year-round sports. Some seasons I had three sports. I'd be leaving one game, changing in the car so I could make it to another game. But I also grew up with asthma, and I had exercise-induced asthma where I had to have an emergency inhaler for playing the sports.
Right.
So it is, again, one of those things where, yes, it makes sense, and it helps. It does help to curb things, but when you already have that, like, predisposed situation, it's not for everybody.
This is something else to ask the doctors, and actually Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, as well. The amount, the effect of pet hair. If you're allergic to dogs, my daughter's husband is very allergic. That's why they had a poodle, because they don't shed. I mean, he couldn't be around when I've had him around Daisy or Charlotte before. He wouldn't last 4 or 5 minutes, and he'd start to sneeze, break out in hives, and you know, that kind of stuff.
Did he not take any allergy medication prior to coming over?
I don't. Well, I honestly, I think he had some, but
it just
in the
wasn't
main,
strong enough.
Yeah, well, in the main, he stays away from him because he is allergic, and that's probably the better thing. This study seems to indicate that pet hair, along with vaccinations and smoke and all of that stuff, may have an impact on one's lungs as well. Certainly me on the farm, I was with a friend of mine last night who's about 10 years older than I am, and he's got pneumonia, or had it. He's on a couple of medications, and they found in looking, he's going to have a CAT scan today because there was something in his lungs that they couldn't figure out what it was. Last year when I had my CAT scan, I've had lung issues on and off because I grew up in secondhand smoke, and the lung stuff has been in my family, emphysema, male to female, male to female, male to female, for generations. And so my mother had it. My grandfather had it. His mother had it. And it's been very consistent. And I'm the first one to sort of break that. I don't have those issues. But I do, you know, concern myself with the lungs. And so Ken, when he took the x-ray last year, the CAT scan, there was something, an infection in my lung. So he gave me something, and it seems to have gone away. But I don't show the same impact for whatever the reason. And, you know, if farmers are around hay and dust and mold and all that sort of thing, that'll affect your lungs certainly as well. So physical, the bottom line here, more physical activity. Let's get children out, get them off of their butts, get them away from those damn devices, have them out there. Yeah, and right, exactly. You play with them. You set the example. You go out there and do the rah-rah shish-kumbah. Do your, you know, jumping jacks, and do your push-ups, and lift the weights, and do all that good stuff. Anyway, okay, so I'm huffing and puffing.
Good conversation.
Today is January 26th. I think we made that point several times. What perhaps isn't on people's minds, I just thought about this as we were talking about NASA and the Webb telescope and all the things going on at NASA, was on this date in 1986. January 26th, day that, this is the day that goes down in infamy, as a matter of fact, when the shuttle, the Challenger, blew up upon the disaster, 1987 on this date. And so there's been, you know, acknowledgement every year pretty much at the Kennedy Space Center and at the Johnson Space Center. And we learn a little bit more each year about these people. I think when I mentioned it last year, somebody sent me a note. They were appalled that I went into such vivid description of what happened when the capsule, the shuttle exploded right after it took off. And the capsule itself went back, you know, crashed into the ocean. All the astronauts in the capsule were alive when it went into the ocean. They had not been killed in the explosion. They were still alive, and if there had been a way of opening that hatch, then they all would still be alive with us today. But because there wasn't a way for them to get out, they drowned. And so when you think about it, this is, well, some people know it, some people don't know it. And it's just part of the learning. You know, there were Apollo 1 when the astronauts, you know, Gus Grissom and Ed White and Roger Chaffee, they were killed when there was a spark that set the Apollo on fire at the launch pad. It blew up and they literally cooked to death inside the capsule because they couldn't get out fast enough. So at any rate, one of the acknowledgments here is that it's very dangerous to do this. This requires the people who do this, who are astronauts, who get into these little things and fly God knows where at speeds like we can't understand. They are the best Americans. You know, Tom Brokaw wrote that book about the greatest generation. I believe that these people who have been in the space program and put their lives on the line and risked everything for space discovery, they're the real heroes. And those are the people we remember today from the NASA cord, if you will. Now it's 48 past the hour.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgen's tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgen's can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgen's can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In my mind, this is one of the six movies. Chucker and I have talked about this over the years. What movie can you watch over and over and over and over and over again? And Chucker, of course, with the Poseidon Adventure, but he's got a couple of others. I can watch The Hunt for Red October over and over and over again. I can watch The Sting over and over again. I can watch True Grit over and over again. And there are probably a few others that I can name that are experiences that you can live with and enjoy. So Robert Redford is in your focus today, Chucker. What's
actually,
the scoop?
Paul Newman.
Oh, Newman is, okay.
Who co-starred Robert Redford in that movie, The Sting. Paul Newman, who did 85 movies, 85 acting credits, would have been 98 years old today, born January 26, 1925, passed away in 2008. They say they don't make them like that anymore. That was a great movie star on the big screen, Doug. No doubt about it.
For sure. Absolutely. Yep.
The Verdict, I love that movie. Town Inferno,
movie.
One of the great star pairings with Steve McQueen back in 1974.
Yep.
Color of Money. With Tom Cruise, loved when he came back as Eddie Felsen in the Martin Scorsese directed Color of Money, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the other pairing he did with Robert Redford, and he did a movie called Fort Apache: The Bronx, which has primarily been forgotten in the 80s. That I'm a big fan of. I thought that was a really good movie. Also, I love Paul Newman.
All right, so the Oscar nominations came out the other day.
They did.
I think that was Monday. Yesterday, the Razzie Awards, the nominations for worst movies, and apparently there are people who are upset because of the child star.
Yeah, she's in the movie Firestarter, which was an awful movie, and they nominated her for worst actress, and then they got a lot of backlash, and then they wound up pulling it. Yeah, it's pretty much.
But why did they get a lot of backlash? Why?
Well, she's 12 years old.
So?
I mean, come on. I mean, like, you're going to mentally scar her? I mean, she's going to know
well,
that.
Well, did they make fun of her, or did they, is this a list, or they did, or they made fun of her? If they made fun of her, that's an excuse.
They didn't make fun of her. They just said she was nominated for a Razzie, which is a Worst Actress Award, and she's 12 years old.
Well, so maybe she was the worst actress of all of them.
Pretty
yeah, well, hello, this is, these, we're talking about the movies here. We're talking about some of the worst crap, the stuff that you see, that Megan movie you think
is
so fabulous.
That's a piece of Megan was really good.
Oh, come on.
I'll debate you all day long.
I
with
know
the gloves on. Let's go.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Anna Delvey. Has signed up for a series called Delvey's Dinner Club. Is there any limit to the kind of what they call reality shows? I don't even know who this woman is. She's some kind of fake heiress, comes from Russia, and they're going to make a TV show out of this?
I wouldn't waste a brain cell on any of this stuff.
Unbelievable. Gerard Butler, one of our better action stars, says he's talking about the movie that they did in 2007 called P.S. I Love You.
Yeah, with Hilary Swank.
And he says he almost killed her.
Really? That's not a good thing to admit, but okay.
He was in, they were, she was injured while they were working on a scene.
Okay.
And apparently, whatever went on was something that hasn't been reported. So now he's getting all kinds of press because he was on with Drew Barrymore talking about some of the most embarrassing things that he'd done in his acting career. And he said, I almost took her eye out. I made a fool of myself. Yeah, right.
By the way, what do you think of Drew Barrymore? You like his show? You like
I don't know. I've watched her show, but I like her.
She's very likable.
I like her a lot. Yep.
And by the way, Ellen DeGeneres turned 65 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's not doing anything, right? She's done?
She's probably sitting on the couch listening to us right now.
She has a lot of talent. She should. It seems like kind of a waste that she's not, you know,
She had a good run.
Yeah, she did.
Well, but it is what it is.
No.
Right?
Yep. I was just looking at some of the other people that have gotten Razzies. Sandra Bullock was nominated. I don't remember what the movie was, but I remember her being nominated. Why does anybody pay any attention to the Razzies? They're so negative, right?
They don't really. I mean, it's just, it's a fun thing that that organization gets some publicity out of it. About it. Oh, by the way, Regal Cinemas, which is in bankruptcy, is looking for a partner to sell Regal Cinema. So evidently they see their future ultimately.
Why not
they're going to get out.
Wouldn't you think AMC would buy them out? Aren't they a good candidate?
No, I mean, people speculating, would studios actually buy theaters like Disney buy their own theater? I don't know. You know, it's not really cost effective for them to do it, but who knows? It could go that direction eventually.
Been a lot of people that have been talking about Bruce Willis lately.
You make it into theme parks, like Disney movie theater with, you know, sell merchandise. Now maybe that would work. I don't know.
I think we ought to catch up with Bruce Willis and how he's doing, frankly, because I've noticed a lot of stuff with him in the focus this week. Chuck Curry is here Thursday morning on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.